Enjoy the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Produced by John Rich, developed by Norman Lear.
We are all us now red great. Those were the days.
At the piano, Archie chomps a cigar and shares a fond smile with Edith. In the living room, Edith snoozes on the couch, while Michael and Gloria sit in chairs reading the paper. Suddenly, Archie enters and surveys the scene, unimpressed.
The hell is this, the Christian Science reading room?
He shuts the door. Edith springs to her feet and approaches him.
I didn't expect you so early. I was just...
Think nothing of it, Edith. Think nothing of it. Jeez, I could get jollier welcomes down at the morgue.
Archie, you're only gone a couple of hours. What do you want, a 21-gun salute? I mean, would you stand up and cheer if it was me at the door?
Well, that depends, Meathead, on whether you was coming in or going out.
Did you have a nice afternoon?
No, I didn't have a nice afternoon, Edith. Sometimes I wonder if this part-time cab driver is waiting my while. You know, used to be New York was full of dudes grabbing cabs to take their girlfriends to shows. Now what you see around town is drifters, weirdos, and prebates.
He stares down at Michael.
Out of the chair.
Michael rises and Archie, newspaper in hand, takes his seat.
Trying to pick up a fare these weekends is like trolling for sardines with a basketball net.
Well, maybe folks is walking more for exercise.
They're walking more, Rita, because they ain't got no Mazuma. They gotta make a choice between cabs or butter, and they're choosing butter.
Well, they ought to try margarine. It ain't so...
Archie smiles and shakes his head.
Will you get me a beer?
Right away.
Everything's expensive nowadays. It's just inflation. The money in this here country is sick.
Yeah, like the people who control it.
Well, when you control some of it, I'll listen to your views. Meantime, you can mail your opinions back to the Kremlin, huh?
I thought Nixon's wage and price freeze was supposed to fix everything.
Oh, it's fixing me good. About time some politician spoke up for the little fellas.
You got McGovern.
I also got a headache, Meathead, and I don't need either one of them.
He flips a page in his paper.
Oh, gee. Lucky me, I got the book section. Look at this. Come on. All boats in.
Watch, you can only read one section at a time.
Well, I want to look them all over so I can choose which one. Now, come on, give me.
Here's your beer, Archie.
Yeah, all right, Edith, just leave it there, huh? Oh, look at this, will you? Meat prices up again by 8%.
Maybe we ought to turn vegetarian. It'd be cheaper and healthier.
Well, I ain't tainting that, because it ain't natural. Man was put on this earth to eat meat.
Michael frowns.
Who says so?
Who says so? The Bible says so, dumbbell.
When does it say that?
Oh, come on, will you? I mean, look it up. Jeez, all them old Bible people, they was always eating meat. As soon as they found out eating apples was wrong.
Michael rolls his eyes and shakes his head.
That's true on special occasions. Goats and lambs. Who the hell ever heard of sacrificing a head of lettuce? You
Archie opens up the newspaper and finds a square cut out of one side.
What happened here? What's the matter with this little piece of the paper?
Oh, I took that, Daddy. It's of no interest to you.
Oh, I see. It's out of the employment section here. What's happening? Don't tell me Meathead is looking for work.
No, he isn't.
Well, what are you doing? You're trying to save him from reading the embarrassing parts?
No, Daddy. I'm the one that's applying for a job.
Hold it. You're applying for what?
A job. You just said yourself how tough it is to make ends meet.
Oh, no, you ain't applying for no job. A woman's place is still in a home.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Besides, it's only 3 days a week behind the cosmetic counter at Kressler's.
Yeah, Archie, it'll mean a few more dollars coming into the house.
Archie glares at Michael, who's resting his feet on the coffee table. Archie stands.
Listen to this disgusting comment over here. You know, there is a way for a guy that lives off his wife. Do you ever hear of a gig alone?
Michael rolls his eyes as Archie points at his feet.
Look at this. Dog's off the coffee table.
Michael stands.
Even when Edith Me was broke and we was first married, I never sent her out to work. Families was proud in them days. Right, Edith?
Yeah, and hungry.
Can't you just say yeah and stop?
Times have changed, Daddy.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, they changed for the worse. Now, what the hell's the sense in talking to you two anyhow? Just get away from me. Leave me alone, all these. I want to watch TV.
We delay the start of the roller derby to bring you an editorial by Mr. Lyle Bennett, general manager of this station. Mr. Bennett.
Ah, gee, this big mouth again.
This station is always...
Why can't you give it a rest?
What's it about?
It's always about the same three things. Pollution, dope, or VD, and I'm sick and tired of all three.
I'd like to hear what he's got to say, all right?
This terrible virus that has infected the country.
What'd I tell you? VD.
There has been much talk about permissive society. Well, this is an evil that we have permitted for too long.
Don't tell me the big mouth is talking sense for a change.
Quiet, will you?
The state must be willing to buy back every gun in private hands.
What?
He's talking about guns.
Well, his guns got to do with VD.
Will you listen to the man?
Only by enforcing even tougher gun laws can the tide of violence and death be halted. Guns must go before more of them go off.
Well, that's where you're going, buddy.
Guns must be ready.
Hey, what are you doing that for? What the hell are you to say that?
He's a fairy like all them gun control guys.
I'm for gun control.
Tell it to her. Maybe she'll get the marriage and know.
Archie, what do guns have to do with maleness?
What do guns have to do with maleness? Duke Wayne, buddy.
What?
Clint Westwood there, buddy.
What are you talking about?
Barry Cooper, Sergeant
York.
I could go on and on and on, but it don't do no good because talking to you is like casting pearls into wine. No guns. Tell that to old lady Heitzig down the street, no guns. She'd have been glad to have a rod when them two burglars bust in on her last week, I mean it.
Archie, how do you expect an 88-year-old woman to go around carrying a gun?
I don't know. She can carry it in her elastic stocking next to a very close bra. All I know is it's an American and it's my right to pack a rod.
Bull!
What do you mean, bull to the Constitution?
It doesn't say that in the Constitution, Archie. I'll prove it to you. I got a copy of it here in my history book. I will.
It's right there in your Second Amendment.
Archie, that's the one that says thou shalt not make any graven image.
Archie tenses his jaw.
That ain't the Constitution, either. What you says the Gettysburg Address.
I'll prove to you, you don't know what you're talking about.
You just look it up. All I know is my God-given right as an American to have a gun in a house.
It is not, Archie. The Supreme Court ruled on that as far back as 1939.
What the Supreme Court says ain't got nothing to do with the law. They okayed busing, too, till President Nixon give me all 1-2.
All right, here it is. Amendment 2, I'll read it to you.
Don't read nothing. I can read myself. What does it say? Here. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Read that.
Wait a second. You didn't read all of it.
I read it
you
all.
You did not. Look. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. A militia, Arch, that's what it says right there.
Listen, buddy, I don't pay no attention to no Constitution and them pinko books of yours.
He turns.
Did you know that 65% of the people murdered in the last 10 years were killed by handguns?
Would it make you feel any better, little girl, if they was pushed out of windows?
Wow, that's convoluted logic.
Yes, and that's the kind of straight thinking I'm trying to put across here. I hate that Jake on TV.
Oh, I get it. When you thought he was talking about VD in a permissive society, he was smart, huh? You find out he's talking about gun control, he's a jerk.
That's right, and I'm going to prove it to you. How many people in this U.S. of A. would like to have guns?
Too many, thousands.
But how many people would like to have VD?
Michael raises his hands in disbelief.
None! But what has that got
case
to do?
Close.
Get out of here! Come on! What are you talking about?
I didn't know!
What a guns have to do with
Edith answers the door.
Oh, no thanks, Mrs. Bunker. I mean, I don't want to disturb your quiet evening at home. Mom just asked me to drop off your cookbook.
Thank you.
Wait a minute, Lyle. Come on in. We're having a little discussion. I want to ask you something. Get out of the way, eat it.
Oh, I got to go. Sorry, Mrs.
Bunker. This will only take a minute. Come on. Now, here's a guy who's sure to agree with me. Lionel, what do your people think about guns?
Well, that depends on who's holding them.
Daddy, how can you be against gun control with all the assassinations? Look at it, the Kennedys and Martin Luther King. And what about the shooting of Governor Wallace?
I'm saying, maybe Governor Wallace wouldn't have got shot if he had a rod in his mitt.
What?
Because the governor was there, he could have shot first.
Archie, what would he be doing walking around in a crowd with a gun?
What was the other bum doing in a crowd with a gun?
Ridiculous, Archie. You're talking about a human being who may be in a wheelchair for the rest of his life.
Yes, and if that human being had a rod, then the other human being would be in a wheelchair.
A woman appears at the door.
Excuse me, but Lionel, we're going to be late for the show.
Oh, hi, Judy.
Hi, everybody.
Hold it. Judy, who's Judy over here? How come nobody knows Judy but me?
Well, maybe that's because you never met her. Mr. Bunker, this is Judy.
Oh. Hello. Hi there. Pleased to meet you. Well, that's very nice, young lady. I mean, you're going out with Lionel, yeah? I didn't know you'd done that, Lionel. You're dating, huh?
Oh, yeah, sure. We does all them things. We dates, gets married. Where'd you think we all came from?
Well, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Daddy, I will never understand your attitude about guns.
You will never understand my attitude about guns. Why not?
What does it take to get through to you, Archie? You know, England has gun control. They had less than 10 handgun murders last year. The United States had over 8,000. Those are statistics.
Don't feed me no statistics. Look at the facts here. England, in World War II, nearly lost. We had to go over and pull them out. Why did they nearly lose? Of course, they didn't have no guns, because, in my opinion, England is a fair country.
That's crazy.
I know it's crazy, but they don't ever tell you that on TV.
Oh, gee, we need more guys like that station manager speaking out against guns.
No. We got too many of them station master guys paving the road to communism in this here country. What we need to hear more from is ordinary Joes.
Oh, like you, I suppose?
That's right.
Fine. Good. We'll give him a call.
Get away.
Come on. What's the matter?
Get along.
What, you got cold feet?
I ain't got no cold feet.
You do too, Archie, in bed, George.
Don't torture me, huh?
Mr. Bennett, please.
What is that?
Come on, you scared?
Get out of here. I ain't scared of nothing.
Well, then come on, prove it. Talk to the station manager.
Come on.
Yes, hello. I have a man here who's interested in making a rebuttal to your views on gun control.
What kind of a guy?
Yes, thank you. That was the secretary. She's putting him on.
You ain't got nobody on there.
Hello, Mr. Bennett? Yeah, he's right here.
Get out of here.
Come on, you scared?
Give me that phone. Hello, who is this? Huh? No. See, I didn't make the call. It was my son-in-law here monkeying around.
Oh, you're scared.
Hold on, line. What?
You're scared.
I'm scared, huh? Yeah. Hello. Listen, this is Archie Bunker here. And with regards to your editorial on the gun control, I demand equal time.
With the phone to his ear, Archie turns and glares at Michael.
Look, Mr. Martinez.
In an office.
Mr. Martinez, this station is not anti-Puerto Rican. I would have loved to have filmed your Puerto Rican festival, but I've only got so many cameras. No. They're not all out filming Cuban festivals and Black Panther festivals. I know you're a minority. In this community, most people are. What am I? I'm an American. All right, Italian. What do you mean, aha? Mr. Martinez. Hello?
A woman enters.
Excuse me, Mr. Bennett, but while you were on the phone, the gay people called again.
Put them through to Maurice. He understands.
Mr. Bunker's still waiting.
Bunker?
The gun nut.
Susan, don't talk like that. That man is part of our audience.
I'm sorry, sir.
Show the gun nut in.
You can come in now, Mr. Bunker.
Hey, all right. Hey, you're him. The guy on the TV there.
Yeah, come in, Mr. Bunker. Sorry to have kept you waiting. Would you like some coffee or...
No, because I just had my lunch here.
He puts it on the desk.
That's an antique.
No, that's brand new.
Archie points at the lunchbox.
I mean the desk.
Oh, the desk. Yeah, well, I noticed when I was coming in here, everything's a little bit out of date. But I guess it's pretty comfortable, huh?
He sets the box down on the table again.
Well, now, Mr. Bunker, we're always glad to fulfill our obligations to the public and to the FCC. What group did you say you represented?
Group. What do you mean, what group?
Well, on whose behalf do you wish to make this rebuttal?
I wish to rebuttal there on behalf of me.
Just you? Yeah. Who? Rabbi Goldman? All right, put him on. Excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, Rabbi. What can I do for you? Oh, but we had Rabbi Levine on just last week. I thought he put the Jewish point of view quite well. What do you mean Rabbi Levine's not Jewish?
Archie raises his brows.
Oh, reform doesn't count. Huh? Well, look, why don't you drop me a line and I'll see what I can do. Fine. Shalom to you too. Excuse me, where were we? What group did you say you represented?
I just represent a whole lot of guys just like me. I mean, down at work and in Kelsey's bar. And I just want to get on the TV there and tell the public that all this stuff about gun control is, excuse me, garbage. Because guns is what made this here country what it is today.
No argument.
Guns is red, white, and blue American.
Just like apple pie?
That's right. And I believe in seeing two sides of the question so that you can show the other guy where he's wrong.
Bennett nods slowly, then rises.
You know, I never thought of that.
Yeah. Like, for instance, what you said about guns. Now, you see, that was wrong. You said that guns kill. Wrong. People kill.
That's right.
Okay, so how do you propose to stop people killing people?
That's easy. You bring back the death penalty.
Bennett eyes him closely.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Susan, will you have Johnson step in here for a minute? There's something I want him to see before it's extinct.
He turns to Archie, who casually puffs on his cigar. Meanwhile, Edith plays solitaire on her dining table when Gloria arrives.
Ta-da! I did it, Mike! I got the job!
That's wonderful, Mike! Gloria got the job!
Really? Congratulations, Sonia. That's great.
Michael, I was so nervous. You know, I had to cross my legs so he wouldn't hear my knees knocking.
Ain't that a coincidence? Mine used to do that. I remember my interview with the Hercules Plumbing Company. I had to wrap my feet around the legs of my chair to keep my knees from knocking together.
Did it work?
Oh, yeah, except I forgot about it when I started to stand up. Over the boss's desk and broke his clock radio.
Now hear this. After dinner, I'm taking all of us down to Kelsey's bar for a drink to celebrate.
Whoop-de-doo! Uh-huh. You think I couldn't do it, but I done it. Wait a second.
You did it,
Archie. That's wonderful. Congratulations. Oh, I'm so proud of you. What did you do?
Archie's smile turns to a frown.
I rebuttled that guy on TV about the guns.
You really went down to that station?
Archie, you were on television and we missed it. Why didn't you call us and tell us?
Because I knew I was coming right home and I'm going to be on there in about 2 minutes.
Yes, I got it.
They couldn't wait to get me on there. Brought me into a studio, sat me down on a stool, told me to do it right there. And I done it there. On tape.
Really, Daddy? In your own words?
Certainly my own words, little girl. What else do you think they wanted? They said, just say it to the camera the way you said it to us.
The national weather scene.
There. Not yet. Oh, boy, Edith, and you should have seen that camera. Oh, with the wheels, everything, the lights, and the
crash. Did they make you up, Daddy?
Oh, no, Gloria. They wouldn't have to do that. Archie is real.
No. To cover his 5 o'clock shadow.
Nah, they just puffed a little powder all over you.
Little Helena Rubinstein.
Shut up. And I blew it right off after it was all over anyway.
And you really said that guns were okay?
I certainly did. You know something about that station master down there? That guy never fired off a gun in his life. He admitted that to me.
So?
So, some crackpot who never fired off a gun in his life, he wants to take the fun away from all the other guys.
Yeah, that's right, Arch. He's a regular killjoy.
Yeah, and talking about killing, cars kill more people in this country than guns every year. Did you know that? And I told him that on the TV, too.
Archie, that's stupid. Drivers don't mean to kill people.
Oh, no? You ain't driven a cab yet, bud.
He grabs the remote.
Here we are, here we are. All right, everybody, clam up.
Mr.
Archie Bunker, speaking in reply to the editorial broadcast last Saturday.
Good evening, everybody. This is Archie Bunker of 704 Hauser Street, veteran of the big war, speaking on behalf of Guns for Everybody. Now, question. What was the first thing that the communists done when they took over in Russia? Answer, gun control. And there's a lot of people in this country who want to do the same thing to us here in a kind of conspiracy, see. You take your big international bankers, they want to, masticate the people of this here nation like puppets on a wing. And then when they get that done, train us over to the communists.
Oh, Archie, I'm now, glad they put you on a stool. You look taller sitting down.
Now, I want to talk about another thing that's on everybody's mind today, and that's your stick-ups and your skyjackings, which, if that was up to me, I could end the skyjackings tomorrow.
You could?
All you got to do is arm all your passengers. And if he ain't got no more superiority there, he ain't going to dare to pull out no rod. And then your airlines, then they wouldn't have to chase the passengers on the ground no more. They just pass out the pistols at the beginning of the trip, and they pick them up again at the end. Case closed.
Michael slowly turns to Archie.
That's incredible, Archie.
Later at Kelsey's bar.
What do you mean, incredible? What I said made damn good sense to me, even when I heard it played back on the television.
I hated every word you said, but you sure came through loud and clear.
Well, experience tells, Meathead, you don't command men on a loading platform without learning something.
He pours beer.
Wow, this has really been quite a day, Daddy. You were on television and I got a job.
Yeah.
It's him. You're him? The guy I just saw on television down the street. Mr. Bunker.
That's right. You seen the show?
Hey, I want to shake your hand.
Hey, see, pleased to meet you. Hey, listen to this, the public here.
Man, I really dug what you said about those guns. I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself. Oh, I bet you're real proud of him,
oh,
huh?
Yeah, I did.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to set the public straight on something, that's all.
Like when you said, guns are what brings law and order to our cities.
Yeah, and what shoot 100 policemen a year.
Who's this?
He's only my son-in-law. Don't pay no attention to him. He's a meat-headed student. He don't know nothing about the real world.
Listen, you ought to listen to him. Like when he said, quote, guns are just like free speech. Beautiful.
Well, the truth is beautiful.
Beautiful. You said it all, fella.
Why don't you have a beer with us?
Oh, no, actually, I got to get to work now. Lewis.
The man draws a gun on Archie.
Put your money in the hat.
Give it to him, either they'll kill me.
Well, that's it now, folks. Lewis? Oh, by the way, Mr. Bunker, did you pay for those drinks?
No.
Bartender, the drinks are on me. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
The two men leave the bar as the Bunkers turn to each other in shock. Archie slowly closes his eyes with relief.
Leave me alone. Get away from me. Just get away from me, meathead. That's all.
They're home.
Took my wallet, all my dough, my paycheck, and everything gone.
Well, that proves my point. If he didn't have a gun, he wouldn't have robbed us.
Well, if I'd have had a gun, he wouldn't have robbed us neither. I'd have reached for my wallet, I'd pull out a pistol, and I'd give it to him.
To you, too? Yeah, and then you'd both be dead.
I don't care. At least I'd have more money than I got now.
Gloria and Michael look at each other, exasperated as Edith ponders. Directed by Norman Campbell. Teleplay by George Bloom and Don Nickel. Story by George Bloom. Script consultant Don Nickel. Story editors Michael Ross and Bernie West. Executive producer Norman Lear.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Mike Evans as Lionel. Sorrel Book as Mr. Bennett. Val Bisolio as Gangster. Diane Summerfield as Judy. Associate producer Gene Marcioni. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production. Copyright 1972, Tandem Productions Incorporated, all rights reserved. A Viacom presentation.